Doris Gentry with a Sunday 4th of July parade celebrating hometown heroes.
Have you submitted an application yet?
Join us for this wonderful event. A child will never forget the day they marched in a parade.
Sponsored by the Napa Valley Vintners and Napa Recycling and Waste Services.
Go to sunriserotary4th.com to submit your application today. sunriserotary4th.com.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Here's who's coming to the Lincoln Theater in Yountville. Saturday, June 23rd, Repin and the Russian Romantics. And the Lincoln Theater is delighted to partner with the Napa Valley Museum to present the Americana Series, a selection of concerts and other activities celebrating America's finest in music and cultural offerings. Friday, June 29th, it's Jamie Stone's Folklife. And Friday, July 6th, it's Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters. Visit LincolnTheater.org for more info and to reserve your tickets.
Everyone's a Finkel friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Get ready for another heapo of fascinating things to know from witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Pardon me, I'll have a Chardonnay. A marvelous date, it's hard to say. I know we never talk about the Sauvignon Blanc. It's a must-have on the podcast. It's Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Easy, the Pinot Grigio.
You can't ease this flow if I elaborate over a Cabernet. My buddy's the truth. You should study my man Juddy and learn something new.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lauren. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Orale.
Orale. Lauren Moll. Got the whole crew here at KVON wishing you happy birthday, sir. Thank you for joining us on the special day. Barry, thanks for sticking around for that. Signe, thank you. Our secret guest, thank you very much.
And now, live from the 1440 KVON studios at Broadcast Park in the beautiful Napa Valley, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Moll, and here's your host, Judd Finkelstein.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Judd. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Get off the mic a little bit. We're peaking, I think. You are enthusiastic. It's your birthday. You don't know your own strength. You're a year older. I'm looking at the lines. You're blowing up the equipment, and you're just tearing apart the studio. You sat down just a minute ago.
Well, good thing I had another chair on standby.
It's like Hulk Hogan came in here tearing up the studio. You sat down in that chair, and it just... Can't wait for the new place, can you?
Oh, man, I can't wait, Judd. I am so excited.
Maybe the furniture will hold up. Well, you are a hulking mass of humanity. You're a big beefcake celebrating another birthday. And how's that feel?
So far, it feels good.
Yeah? Did you like our little tribute?
That was a surprise, and I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, we're happy to have you. We're happy to celebrate you. Any big plans for the birthday?
I'm actually working today at Nob Hill.
Well, that's okay. Maybe you don't necessarily want to work on your birthday, it seems like, from the tone of your voice. However, now that you've just announced it to the Napa Valley community, anybody who might be listening might be shopping. They might want to make a special trip to stop in to Nob Hill to say happy birthday to you. Do you want to give out when you'll be there?
I'm there today from 2 to 10 p.m.
There you go. All right. All you afternoon and nighttime shoppers, hop on in. Wish Mr. Lauren Moll a happy birthday. What else is happening?
Oh, man. I tell you, Judd, I was almost out sick part of last week.
Really? Is there something going around, man? I'm sorry. You don't seem like you've been ill. You seem like you're in good spirits and good voice.
No, I'm fully recovered now.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Thanks. And you're probably wondering why I'm wearing orange and black today, Judd.
It had crossed my mind. I know Halloween is just around the corner, several months away, but...
Well, actually...
You going to a Giants game?
I'll be going to the Giants game on the 5th of July with Everybody's a Star. We'll be performing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, my goodness. Once again, taking to the field to honor us with your singing. That's great.
That's right.
Where can folks find tickets for that? If they want to see you singing the big tribute. Which you say you're doing Star Spangled Banner or you're doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Star Spangled Banner.
I'm sorry, because you've done both at the games. All right. So this is Star Spangled Banner. How can folks get tickets?
www.everybodystar.org.
And what is Everybody's Star?
Well, Everybody is a Star is a nonprofit organization based in Sonoma that actually helps special needs individuals like myself showcase our talents in professionally made broadcast quality music videos.
Of course, and it's really wonderful. I encourage anybody that can hear my voice right now to go to everybodystar.org. If you can't make it to the Giants game, I mean, of course, you should buy some tickets, go to the game, but if you can't, at least check out some of the videos and see our man Lauren Mole in his dashing white tuxedo and tails or dinner jacket. You're looking good, whatever that is. You're looking sharp,
well,
singing
thanks,
your
Jen.
Song. You're welcome. You're welcome. Trying to think what else we should talk about. I want to introduce our guest, but...
Yeah, what's going on with you, Judd?
You know, I'll just mention this again. You know, things are going well over at the winery, Judd's Hill. We continue to be, and thank you to all of you who, put this out there. You know, we're a small family winery. We don't have big budget for advertising and whatnot. So thank you to those who post reviews on TripAdvisor and Yelp and whatnot. But we are remaining at this point to be, we're continuing to be, and it's been a while, so I'm very proud of this. I don't mean this to sound like bragging. This is me just displaying how proud I am of my team over there, what we do. And on TripAdvisor, if you type in things to do in Napa Valley, the number one specific thing after the general go wine tasting, take a wine tour, is visit Judd's Hill. And it has a lot to do with not only the quality of our wine, which I'm also very proud of. I think I told you last week how the 2015 Cab won the Domestic Wine of the Year and 98 points, platinum medal, all that stuff. We're very proud of that. But it also has to do with the hospitality and guest experience that we offer. So people have a good time. They remember that we make them feel good when they come visit. So I'm very proud of that. I encourage anybody listening, come say hey. I love entertaining our neighbors, people visiting from out of town, whoever you are. Check out judshill.com for visiting information, and we'd love to see you there. You know what? I saw over the weekend something that you tangentially involved in.
Really?
It was the Olathe Dogs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because their manager is actually the same gentleman that is the executive director of Everybody's
Exactly.
Star, Howard Sapper of Sonoma.
That's right. Hi, Howard. Went and checked out the act, the Olathe Dogs, not to be confused with the Orale Dogs, but they were at the Lincoln Theater, part of E&M Presents, which is a local production company, events company that does family-friendly shows. And you can see what they're up to at E&M, the two letters, E, then and, then M, E&MPresents.com. But it was a really fun show, the Olathe Dogs over at Lincoln Theater. It's nice to see that family-friendly entertainment coming to the Valley. A lot of kids, and a lot of kids just absolutely loving it as well. So I thought of you.
Okay.
Thought I might even see you there, but
nope,
maybe
couldn't
not.
Make it this time,
oh,
but that's
well.
Okay.
Okay. We got a show to do, man.
Oh, we do.
I'm pretty, what is the word the kids use? Stoked? Do people still say that? Stoked?
I think so.
Am I stoked? I'm stoked. I'm riding the stoke. I'm looking forward to talking to this guy. Who is it?
Our guest's been here before today, but he's got plenty more to say. He's a man who is hearty and is known as a smarty. Let's give Senor Reyes an orderly!
Very good, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, Artie, it is so good to be back with you.
So good to see you. Lauren, you're looking great, and happy birthday, man.
Oh, thanks, Artie.
And Judd, thank you for having me, man.
It's a pleasure. This orale. Is your orale.
The microphones are on, right?
They're on.
Okay,
I can hear you. I know you don't have headphones right orale, now, but orale. I can hear you just fine. In fact, I'm going to... off mic, because I'm turned down just a little bit. This is great. You've been here before, but it's been 5 years.
Has it been that long already?
It was almost 5 years, July, so almost to the date, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You were last here. This is Artie Reyes, everybody. Artie Party Reyes, iconic Napa Valley broadcaster from previously of the Napa Show with Artie Party. For how many years did you do that TV show on Channel 28?
From 2004 till about 2017, something.
Wow, 13 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not done. You have just, you went off and you came back a few months later with a whole new format. And now it is, you want to tell us about your new show?
Yeah, we took a break. You know, after all those years of doing the show, I just kind of said maybe it's time for a new challenge, something. I think I accomplished everything pretty much. The worst part was just leaving my, you know, saying goodbye to my team, you know, Mr. Lauren Moll here, who did such a wonderful job for us as announcer, as you all know.
This is where I first encountered young Lauren Moll. Mm-hmm. I've told the story many times, and he was a high schooler working on your show, and you asked me to be a guest. Who knows why, but you asked me to come on, and there was this kid, 17-year-old kid in a button-down shirt.
18.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody told me you were 17, but I've never doubt Lauren Moll.
Yeah.
You were, so maybe you weren't a kid. You were legally an adult, but you were a young man. Anyway, in my eyes, a kid. And you had your necktie on and button down shirt, and you were standing at the microphone, and you had your script in front of you, and you had your hand up to your, cupping your ear like Gary Owens, and you said, you know, and now it's Artie Party Show, whatever it was. And I was like, who is this guy? This is incredible. And that's how I first became aware of Lauren Moll. And when he asked if he could come observe me on this show, I said, no, you may not. There's going to be no observing. You come down and you're just on the show. I need an announcer. So I've interrupted your story long enough to tell my story.
That's continue fine. The rest is history.
The rest
with Lauren
is
here. Yeah.
Here we are five plus years later. It was Lauren as my announcer as well.
Yeah, so Lauren did a fabulous job for us every Wednesday night, you know, very loyal to the La Familia, and also Savvy Salsa, you know, Stacy, of course, a spaceman, and just my regulars, you know. It was, that was, the worst part was just saying goodbye, but it was time to move on and try something different. So I thought about it, took about a three-month break, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, it's time to do some late-night TV, you know, and... You know what late night means on public access TV? It means pretty much it's uncensored, which it is, and anything goes. So I thought about it and laughed about it, and I thought, yeah, why not give it a shot? So I went ahead and talked to Napa TV, and we talked about it and my vision, having a late night show. And I thought of a show. What am I going to name my show? What am I going to name my show?
I think many in your audience, there was an obvious name, but...
Yeah, I put a contest out there, you know, what should I name my show? I had all these names, but, you know, it was pretty much overwhelming that the name of the show should be Orale.
Orale.
Yeah, Orale. So the only change I did was Orale with Artie Reyes instead of Artie Party. So I just put my name on it.
We're no longer Artie Party?
Well, it's Artie Party. I'll always be Artie Party.
I know. I can't imagine people not calling you Artie Party.
I get it all the time.
You must.
Yeah. So it's Orale with Artie Reyes every Friday night from 10 to 11 p.m. on Channel 28. And... it's live and it's uncensored. And the biggest challenge of my show is staying up till 10 o'clock to do the damn show. So, you know, at my age, you know. So, but I have.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock starts at 10 o'clock.
I've never been up that late in my life.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, we definitely have a different viewing audience. And I know we have a lot of loyals that used to watch our Napa show. So it's catching on. We're doing well. I have a co-host. His name is Smiley Navarro. You know, I'm into nicknames. Yes. And Smiley's doing a great job as my co-host. And then I got to give a shout-out to my crew, TJ Lacerna, my great director. Mm-hmm. He went ahead with me. And TJ, I give him all the credit in the world for doing the show, you know, because without your team, you're pretty...
Oh, don't I know it.
Yeah. So TJ's been doing a great job, and he's our director. And then my camera guy, the one, the Raimundo Perez Murillo Garcia Sanchez Lopez Zaragoza. Yeah, he is my camera guy and floor director. I just gave him a raise to floor director. Pay him the same as I did as a camera guy, but now he's floor director.
He's got a better title.
Yeah, he's got a better title.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, so that's
I'm sure the pay is really good.
The pay is great. So that's my team, you know, late night. You know, we go in at 9 o'clock, get ready for the show, and I've been having a series of guests, you know, no shortage of guests, and it's been a fun run so far.
Let's hear some highlights. First of all, when can people tune in? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock on Comcast Channel 28, UVerse Channel 99, or online, www.napavalleytv.org.
And what night of the week?
Friday nights from 10 to 11.
Is there a repeat?
Saturday, thanks for asking. And it just happens to be repeating on Saturday nights at 10 p.m.
Well, there you go.
Just like we did with the Napa show.
Exactly. So we're on Friday night, and then the repeat show is on Saturday night. So for those of you who miss.
So give us a sense of what happens on the show. What are we going to tune in and see? What are some highlights so far? Look, maybe some controversial things that have happened.
You know, it can be. You know, it's the difference in the show is it's more relaxed environment. You know, we can pretty much say whatever we want.
Right.
You know, I have to watch my P's and Q's here, but after hours, you know, I will admit, you know, the language can be pretty raw sometimes. You know, it just comes out, but I don't want to have a lewd and crude show.
Seem like that's your style.
No, that's not my style. But we're just more relaxed, and you know, sometimes my inner George Lopez comes out, you know, and it does, and it will, and it has, you know. But and same with Smiley Navarro, you know, we're just a couple of homeboys doing a late night show, and it's a lot of fun to have some great guests, and I tell my guests, you know, say what you feel, you know, say don't hold back. And we've had some great guests. You know, I've already had some of the city council, you know, candidates on, you know, the homeboys, you know, Ricky and Bernie. And I've had Liz also on my show. And as a matter of fact, this Friday night, I have Mary Louros.
Okay.
And I just saw Pete Mott on the way out. So I know he's listening.
That's good. So some current city council members, some folks running to be council members, and you're getting political?
Well, I'm just pretty much, well, not, I don't get as political as, it's more of a, the lighter side of these guys, you know, the other side, you know, and we have a lot of fun on the show. Sure, we'll talk about their what they have, their vision is for the city and all that, but it's more on the lighter side of these guys, you know. What do they do besides work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. I've had a couple of MMA, a boxer, right, Brandon Trejo, a current guy, Adam Walmsley, who's going to be having this big event. So if the sports fan guys are listening right now, you guys need to get a hold of me, Dewey Green, if you're listening, get a hold of me, okay? I sent you a message because I got a guest for you for Saturday if you want, okay? Because we're going to be promoting this big event coming up on June 30th. And he's a mixed martial arts athlete, and he's a local boy. He's a local boy doing great, and he's going for the title. So I don't know how much, you know, I don't know if the sports fan's been up on that. So
go ahead. If you got something to promote, how are you involved?
I'm involved because he came to my show, and we're promoting him because he's a local kid. You know, he's a local kid. Adam Walmsley is doing a great job, and that guy can kick some beep, you know. And and we just had a, you know, I'm just telling you, he's going for a title, 205 title, pound title. And he's a mixed martial arts, and it's coming to the fairgrounds here in Napa. Remember the old days when wrestling was here in Napa back in the 70s, for those of you old schoolers out there?
Yeah.
Remember those days? And when the so-called the midgets, we don't use that word anymore, but that's back, they were wrestling back then. I mean, it's like back in the 70s, it was Napa fairgrounds was
they used to
always
have wrestling, I think demolition derby.
Yes,
they
demolition
all that
derbies,
kind of
yeah.
Stuff down there.
So this is big time MMA cage wrestling, and it's coming. It's coming this on the June 30th, on a week from Saturday.
All right.
So be there, man.
And it's happening back at the
fairgrounds.
That's what you were just saying. I just wanted to reiterate.
Yeah. So so just check it out. You know, and maybe if the sports fan gets a hold of me, we can get an interview with Adam. Yeah.
Well, I like this, and I like that you're still doing your TV show, and I like that you're bringing in these community leaders, and as you say, you know, not to get political, but do you talk about their, you know, party affiliation? Because I think anybody that comes on your show, whether they be Democratic Party, Green Party, Republican Party, right there, it's the Artie Party.
Oh yeah, no, everybody's welcome, and you know, everybody knows what they're getting into, and I give them credit for showing up, you know, because it's a fun show, you know. Like I'm really excited to interview Mary Louros, you know, because. See what she brings to the table, you know?
Yeah, you've had her on your old show. I think I saw her on there once.
And I tell it like it is. I don't hold back. You know, just ask them whatever, you know, whatever's on your mind. You know, if they answer, they answer. If they don't, it's okay, too.
And people are welcome to call in.
Absolutely.
Ask them questions. Oh, so that's a good chance for folks to ask questions.
And we always have giveaways. You know, people love to give, you know, people love our giveaways, you know?
You brought something today. I'm going to hold it till the second half.
That's
but
fine.
Folks, stay tuned because Artie's got something. Do you want to tease it?
Well, yeah, it's my, you know, my sponsor on my show, you know, some local restaurant, Frida's Mexican Grill. Everybody knows Frida's Mexican Grill. Shout out to chef owner Arturo Delgadillo.
All right.
I know who's listening, you know.
Arturo.
Yeah, so Arturo, he's just a great man, does great things. Yeah.
No, I always have a good time when I go to Frida's. I will not call you this again during this show, or I might. We'll see. But Artie Party, it's so ingrained. I think I heard that Barry Martin, who was in here just a few moments ago singing to Lauren, gave you that name?
He did.
Or he was somehow involved in you being?
He was.
How did that happen?
No, this was years ago. I mean,
yeah.
I used to be a loyal listener to KVON, okay, as you know. And I listened to Barry's show all the time when he had his morning show back in the day.
Right, because there's a long time he wasn't on mornings. Right. He's back now. But
And Barry, we just developed this. I was one of the regular callers, you know, and I always enjoyed listening to him. And we would be talking back and forth. You know, I'd be making him laugh and stuff like that. He'd be making me laugh. But we developed a good friendship. And then I was one of the regular loyal callers. And he would always call me Artie, you know, okay, nice day. Have a nice day, Artie. And then one day he just added Artie Party to it. You know, he says, okay, this is Artie Party, you know, and that just kind of, okay, Artie Party. I go, okay, we'll go with that.
And an icon was born.
And the name kind of stuck to it.
Yeah, for
sure.
Yeah,
so I like that. So Barry.
Okay.
Shout out to Barry Martin.
Thanks, Barry.
Yeah.
Except now we're not supposed to call you that anymore.
Shout out to Dan Monez out there. I know Dan's out there listening. Dan's another very, very...
Our former chief of police.
Our former chief of police.
Former guest on this show a couple times, in fact. And what is your relationship with him?
Well, Dan had a lot to do
with Napa TV, right?
Dan had a lot to do with getting me over there to Napa TV.
How'd that work?
So he just, I was doing the radio gig here, a KVON Sports Vine here a while ago, and Dan Monez would listen to my show. I already knew Dan, and then he asked me, he was the executive director at Napa TV.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he asked me, hey, Artie, why don't you come to the studio and let's talk about maybe you're doing something for Napa TV, you know? And also, so I go, okay, sure. So I thought about it, and then I went over and talked to Dan. What do you have in mind, Dan? You know, he goes, well, I was thinking maybe I can do some taped interviews, my Mexican man on the street interviews,
yes,
which I used to do.
Yeah. Are those still up anywhere? Those
Where the Mexican man on the street interviews, they're all archived, you know, but...
NapaValleyTV.org? Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be doing some new ones up and coming.
Okay.
You know, got to give the people what they want, you know what I mean?
People want that.
That's right. So then, anyway, Dan asked me, hey, Artie, would you be interested in maybe doing something on Napa TV? I go, okay, well, let me think about it. So what do you have in mind? I have not a tape show, Artie. I'm talking about doing something live TV. I'm going, wow, I never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought about it afterwards, and then I came up with the team. And to make a long story short, I just developed this great team, and we just went for it. And
great.
It was great.
Well, thanks, Dan, if you're listening.
Yeah, thank you, Dan Monez.
Very cool. I mean,
and Dan Monez is the one that told me when we did my first show, I had my sunglasses on, and I was getting ready to take them off. And I said, should I leave them on or should I take them off? And Dan Monez says, leave them on. So they've been on ever since.
I don't know that I've ever seen your eyes, Artie. Honestly, I think if you took those off right now, I wouldn't know who's sitting in front of me.
You're not going to see him today either.
No, that's okay. Orale. No, that's your mystique.
That's it.
Orale, you got to have it.
That's right.
That's really cool. Let's leave the time. You know, let's go a couple more minutes here before we take a break. I'd like to get in as much as we can. But let's talk about who you are in your day-to-day life. I mean, you're known as the TV host, man about town, Mexican man on the street with your interviews, which is always fun. But you are really involved in the community as well. And are you, I haven't really talked to you in a while, so pardon me if I'm behind the times, but are you still working for Napa Valley Support Services?
I sure am.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, well, I've been with this agency, Napa Valley Support Services, serving people with special needs. I'm just entering, this is my 30th year.
Wow.
Yeah, man. This is my 30th year, so I got a couple more years to go, then I can finally, you know, think about retirement. But I know I'll keep doing some part-time work here and there, but... can't say enough about Napa Valley Sports Services, my job. I've loved it for 30 years, but I've actually been in the field of this work for 40 years. So I've been way over half my life, you know. So I pretty much devoted my time to, dedicated my stuff, my time to working with people with special needs.
So what does that look like? Tell me what happens when you're, what are you doing? Actually?
Well, currently I'm what you call an employment specialist, and I work directly with the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, Department of Rehab.
Yeah.
And we help people with disabilities find employment. So that's what I do. I'm a job developer. So I go out there and set the table and meet the employers and talk to them and, you know, give them my spiel, you know, about why you should hire people with disabilities. And we have some great employers out here in Napa Valley. You know, we've had a great support. And we not only that, but we have great workers. You know, our men and women are ready to work. They want to work. And that's what we do, you know. And then we provide them with a job coach if we think they need one.
Uh-huh.
And the job coach is there to support the individual and also be the liaison with the employer, you know, the middle person, to make sure that everything is going well. So some of our clients, our individuals, like the fact that they have a job coach. And then some of them are very independent. They don't need a job coach.
I see.
So it all depends.
Is the pitch specialized to each employer, or is there something you could give like a 30-second pitch right now to anybody who might be listening?
Well, any employers out there who are interested in working with, it's not about their disability, ladies and gentlemen. It's about their ability, That's mm-hmm. that's what it's all about, And some of our guys and gals, they just need a chance, Some of them don't have that much of a work history, How are you going to get it? How are you going to get a work history or experience if you don't have any, So you got to give them a chance. But most of our guys and gals are really, really, it's a win-win situation, because they're bona fide, great workers. And there's so many employers out there I can shout out, they've just been so supportive. We just recently got 3 jobs over there at Calistoga Ranch, at Solage in Calistoga. We're all over Napa Valley, mm-hmm. And I just can't say enough about the employers. Napa Sanitation, they've been with us for years, They're great people over there at Napa Sanitation. Unfortunately, Valerga's closed down, but they were one of our greatest employers, But we have some great people out there.
That's wonderful. That reminds me, one of our mutual friends, somebody I see pretty much every time I go over to Whole Foods Market, mm-hmm. Anna Ernest, mm-hmm. Said to say hi. She stopped me. I was over at the market yesterday. She's folks listening who go over to Whole Foods, you might know her. She's often, she works there. She's, I think, a courtesy clerk, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Is.
I don't know her job title, but that seems to be it. But she's also often at a table promoting Special Olympics. Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. She's amazing. She plays, she swims. She's mm-hmm. like a championship swimmer. I'm going to blank now because she tells me she does all this. I don't know if it's volleyball or bowling and several other sports. She's mm-hmm. really a competitor. And she stopped me yesterday. I was outside and she was collecting some shopping carts. And she said, I heard you're going to have RD on your show tomorrow. And I said, wow, man, news gets out. And she seemed excited about that.
Oh, she's great.
I've say hi to you.
Known Anna for over 20 years, her and her husband, Jimmy. Great, great couple.
Very cool. Man. Good people. You're making an effect here.
But, it's not, we serve people with all various disabilities, mental health issues, learning disabled, mm-hmm. developmentally disabled, physically disabled, whatever disability they have, if they're ready to work, we will help them, and we get to know them, and we have a job club that we get ready, we prepare them for, it's a class, to get them ready for work, we do mock interviews, we help them with the resumes, the whole work,
Is there a way for anybody who might be listening to support services? Is there a website they could find out
sure.
more?
Oh,
is it a type of thing that they could donate to?
I don't know. We'd love your support.
How does that happen?
Oh, gosh. We could always use your help. If all you got to do is get onto our website, NapaValleySupportServices.org, and check us out. Check out the website and read about our 3 different programs that we have. We have 3 wonderful programs, and we've been around for a long time, and we would love your support. Absolutely. Tell them Artie Party sent you, That'd be great.
Okay, you just gave me permission. I'm calling you Artie Party from now on again. Artie Reyes is our guest, and we'll be back in a moment. But first this from our birthday boy, Mr. Lauren Mole.
We'll be back with more of Judd's Napa Valley Show right after these messages.
Hola, mi valle.
This is Isela
and Gabriela,
your new host for La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela. Tune in to 1440 AM KVON
or stream KVON.com on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to our new show, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela, to learn and listen about current topics, events, and happenings that affect our community.
Listen to your powerhouse Latinas every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Contact Steve and the commercial vans team at Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield. 707-430-0273.
Of course I talk to the kids about cell phone use when they're driving. I told them not to call their friends and never, never text anyone.
That's smart. Do you think they listen?
They're good kids. I think I made it clear they could get hurt or worse if they take their eyes off the road for even a second. They understand we have rules and their dad and I expect them to follow those rules. Oh, this is important. Excuse me while I answer this text.
Show your teen how to be a responsible driver by being one yourself. Texting while driving? It's not worth it. A message from the California Highway Patrol and the California Office of Traffic Safety.
In California, dealing with crazy driving situations isn't a choice, especially the ones around you that you can't see. Like the pickup truck that's trying to pass you over here, or the motorcycle over there that just came out of nowhere. But at Nissan, we do have a choice. Every day, we choose to build every car with Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Inside the Rogue Sport, technology is designed around you, like blind spot warning. So when you try to change lanes and there's a car detected in your blind spot, back here on the left, or over here on the right, a light flashes, alerting you to stay in your lane and avoid any possible collisions. It's tech that's reinventing how you commute in California. But no matter how much technology we put in our cars, we'll always keep you in the driver's seat. Blind spot warning. Standard in the upgraded Nissan Rogue Sport, starting just under $22,000. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
Automatic emergency braking cannot prevent all collisions and may not provide warning or braking in all conditions. Drivers should monitor traffic conditions and brake as needed to prevent collisions. See owner's manual for safety information. For well-qualified buyers, 21640 MSRP excludes tax, title, license, and destination charge. Dealer sets actual price.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of Finkel fun.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. 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 You're listening to Judd's Napa Valley Show.
At 1440 on your AM dial in Napa and streaming live around the world at KVON.com, back to Judd's Napa Valley Show with special guest, Artie Pare!
That's right, Mr. Artie Reyes. Orale! Orale! Okay. Lauren.
Yes, Judd.
Today's your birthday.
It is.
Once again, happy birthday.
Thank you, Judd.
So let's do something that we usually save to the end of the show. Right now, I'm just pulling out this pink box of donuts, and you go for it. I'm giving you first crack at them.
Okay.
Donuts? You guys have donuts?
You knew that. You've been on this show. And in there, there's some donuts. I remember last time you went for that cinnamon morning roll, so I got you one of those. There's even the giant apple fritter if you want one of those. Lauren Moll, it's your birthday. Go for it. First choice for you. Artie Reyes. Formerly known as Artie Party, to some forever known as Artie Party. Welcome back, man.
Thanks. Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about your involvement with Napa Valley Support Services. I'll just point out, you're very involved in the community as well. Are you still on the board at Napa Valley TV?
Yes, I am.
You are. You're doing that. You went through Leadership Napa Valley.
Class of 19, the best damn class ever.
You ever notice, Lauren, anytime we talk to somebody from leadership, they say, class of, they fill in the blank, and then they say what he just said, the best class ever.
Well, I've heard that before.
Exactly. So how are we to believe you, Artie?
Because Barry Martin was also one of the graduates.
That must be it.
That's right. That's it right there.
You know, although I could say, you know, my wife went through class of 29, I think, and she tells me she was the best class ever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Should we get her on here? Can we have a healthy debate? Should
we ever call in? Absolutely.
That's great. And I know you won, this is a while back, but I remember hearing like you won the Distinguished Citizen Award from the Kiwanis Club for Involved Community Member, and there's probably many other things I don't even know about that you, the Hispanic Network,
yes.
You're involved, and
yes.
you MC, and do you want to talk about any of this stuff?
Not really. I was involved with a lot of the stuff, and I really appreciate, and I work with some great people, you know, some wonderful people, especially the network. I really enjoyed my time over there, and the awards, the accolades, you know, I thank everybody so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Down Syndrome Awareness Day, you were involved in that.
Yes.
Like you're everywhere, man. You like helping. That's wonderful. You're very involved in the community. So,
so are you, Judd. Well, and that's what it's all about, you know?
I think it's important that when you're a member of the community, you are really a member of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, you reach out, you see where the needs are. You know, I wish I could do more. I was just having this conversation with my wife yesterday. I was feeling kind of down about looking around, and there's so much need for assistance for so many people and in so many areas, not only in our very own community, but just everywhere globally. And it's like, I was feeling overwhelmed. Like, how can I do more? I'm not able to do much more. It can be very frustrating. So, mm-hmm. it goes back to, I don't know, somebody once said something about ask not what you can do, what your country, you know, whatever that quote was. Yeah. But so thank you on behalf of the community. There are people like you who see the needs, get involved, and offer to help and
thank
put
you.
Themselves in there. So
thank you,
very
John.
Sincerely, thank
I,
you.
I know, I appreciate that very much.
I think that's great.
It means a lot. You know, I always... I've been blessed in my situation with the shows and stuff, and like I said, I've surrounded myself with some great positive people, you know, and I've met some wonderful peeps out there, you know, and they're so supportive, and I give a lot of credit to everybody. It's just doing the right thing, you know, and I'm a Napa Valley homeboy. I'm a Napa Valley retired prune picker.
That's right.
And I retired when I was 11 years old. I told my dad, no mas, way before Roberto Duran told Sugar Ray Leonard that, you know. And then I decided to retire from grapes when I was 14 years old. I don't want to pick grapes anymore. So, no. You know, it was all about trying to go to school, staying, focusing on school. But I was at that crossroad when I graduated from high school. It was either work at Basalt Plant or go to Napa Valley College. I went to Napa Valley College for 2 weeks, and I decided to work at Basalt right across the street. For you old schoolers out there, Basalt.
Yeah.
I worked out there. I decided to work and just help my parents. So that's what I decided to do. So, yeah.
But you and I think are alumni of the same high school, right?
St. Helena High School. St. Helena Saints. What class are you in?
We want to get into this now?
Oh, sure. I don't care.
Okay. Class of 90.
Class of 90?
Yep.
Holy smokes. I'm a dinosaur. Yeah. No.
Were you, 85?
No, I'm getting there.
Class of 85. I'm kidding.
Class of 72.
72?
72.
Yep. Okay.
You better believe it.
Well, you're a very youthful 72 or however old you are.
Shout out to Oscar DeJaro over there at Napa Valley College. Shout out to Hector Brambilla. Yeah, all classmates of mine.
You grew up in Rutherford.
Grew up in Rutherford, California.
You were known as Rutherford Rays Rutherford here on the radio for some time, weren't you?
I had a little short stint here back in the day in the FM station.
Yeah,
that's another story.
Well, yeah. Come on. You got a few minutes. Can you get into it?
Okay, to make a long story short. Okay,
yeah.
Years ago, this is how I actually started my radio gig here at Napa at the radio station KVON. Mm-hmm. I entered this contest, and it was called Desert Island Tunes.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember how far back it was. I entered the contest. I picked 10, 20 songs of mine.
No, I remember Desert Island Tunes. I think that was...
I picked 20 of my songs, yeah. And then they if they like your list, they call you in, and you'd be the guest DJ.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. They liked my list. I came in. I was the guest DJ. They had, you know, one of the directors, one of the
Do you remember who was here? Who was, like, the main on-air talent at the time? Like, what era is this?
Who was it? It was...
This is in the 80s?
Yeah, it was in the 80s. It was...
Don DeFeci?
Don DeFeci was here. Magic Mark.
Magic Mark.
Yeah, Magic Mark was a big help. I liked him. That guy from Wales.
Garrett.
Garrett Nicholas, yeah.
Yes.
Back then, Mark Face.
Mark Face.
And Barry Martin, you know. I mean, they were all here back in the heyday, you know.
I'm just going to repeat names that you say, but yeah. I do know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so I entered the contest, and then I guess the director, Michael, was listening. He liked what he heard, and then they offered me a gig to do an FM slot. I go, are you serious? I go, I got no experience in this kind of stuff. He goes, we want you to do a little gig at late night when nobody's listening on Sunday night. So I had a little radio show from 10 o'clock till 1 on the FM side on Sunday nights.
Okay, hold on a second. Can we pinpoint this year? I wasn't planning on going down this rabbit hole, but I'm glad we did.
I can't,
what do you think?
I don't know. I want to say early 80s.
Oh, early 80s.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So late 80s, maybe 89 and 90, I think. My gig here was over on the FM side.
Yeah.
From 6 to 9
on
Sunday nights.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I was before you.
So I was a few years before, but I thought, oh, man, I might have just missed him if he came on after me. There was a guy that came on after me. I was alone in the studio. I mean, 6 to 9 on a Sunday, there was nobody here. Mm-hmm. And there was just me as a 17 or 18-year-old kid doing his homework, braces on.
Yeah.
And once in a while, someone might wander in to, I don't know, pick up something, and they'd look in and say, you're Judd? Like, I thought you were this 40-year-old guy, because I had a deep voice even as a teen. But where was I going with this? But I'd be there from 6 to 9, and the guy that would come on after me, he did a soft jazz kind of show, and he was... You know, had this kind of vibe, and he was keeping you company at night. I remember his name was Nathan Paris. Might still be Nathan Paris. I don't know. Where,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he called it Paris After
Paris
Dark.
Paris After Dark.
You remember that show?
I do.
So you would have come on probably after him at that time slot.
Mm-hmm.
Man. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? I love making these connections. Artie, you brought along something. Should we do something I have never once done on the show? I feel in honor of you. We should try this.
Giveaways. I got some giveaways for you.
We've done some giveaways, but never live call in giveaways.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I think
no,
it's
we've
about...
done them over Twitter.
Okay.
But because your show on TV is a live call in show, I want to let you run with this now.
Okay.
Put on those headphones.
All right.
We're going to try this out.
All right.
And I will do my best to operate the phones. I haven't done phone work since we were covering the fire and people were calling in. So let me see if I remember how to work this. The phone number is 255-KVON. That's 255-5866. And you want to talk about what you're giving away?
I have a $25 gift certificate to Frida's Mexican Grill. And I have it. It's a trivia question. It'll be a process of elimination. But if you know me and you know your comedians, you may get the answer right away, okay? All I want you to do is call in and name my three favorite Latin comedians. My three favorite Latino comedians. You know, you know them out there. I have a list here. I'm going to show my guys here. That's my list right there.
Okay.
Those three right there, okay?
Okay, those are good. Those are good.
Yeah, so those are my three favorites. If you can call in and give me my three favorite comedians, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Frida's Mexican Grill. Shout out to Arturo Delgadillo, chef owner, okay? So 255-5866 if you're interested, okay? Great meals, great food over there at Frida's Mexican Grill. I love those people. Great
255-5866.
And if that question's too hard, just call in and, you know, maybe we'll give you something anyway, okay? Because I do get two gift certificates and I want to give them away to your lucky listeners out there, okay?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if somebody calls.
Yeah. Maybe nobody's hungry right now, but we'll see.
The phone lines are not light.
Hey, Judd, with the phone lines, it's really, you know, when I do my TV show, it's either sometimes, you know, I like interacting with the people.
Oh, I okay? do.
So sometimes there'll be a barrage of phone calls and sometimes there'll be a little lull, okay? So it's all good. You just take the good with
well,
the
I know Barry gets them in the morning. I've never tried it, so maybe people aren't used to calling in, or maybe people just tune me off when I come on.
255-5866, call in if you want Frida's Mexican Grill. Okay?
We could try going the way I've been doing in the past, where we do it via Twitter.
That's fine. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. You know,
whatever
maybe
works.
Folks are not in a place where they can call, and they just get on their phone, but they're at work, so they just tweet something. But
whatever works.
How about this? Let's give one away.
Yeah.
Via Twitter.
Okay.
And if somebody calls in by the end of the show, we'll give that one out.
Sounds good to me.
So let's go with the first tweet at, what should we do? Orale.
Orale
is the code word.
Yeah,
Orale. O-R-A-L-E.
And spell it right.
Just tweet Orale.
And you win.
With the hashtag JNVS for Judd's Napa Valley Show. And put at Judd's Hill. And what I will do is I'll take the certificate back to the tasting room at Judd's Hill. I'll have that there. You got to pick it up by Friday. If you don't pick it up by Friday, I'm going for dinner at Frida's and get some margaritas. Artie and Lauren and I are going to use that. In the meantime, if you'd like the other certificate, 255-5866. Pick up the phone right now. Talk to Artie Party Live. Artie Reyes. Talk to Lauren Mole Live.
Wish him a happy birthday. Call in, folks.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. All right, well, we'll see where that takes us. In the meantime, what else has happened? Like, what is Artie Party? I can't not call you that. I'm sorry. it's stuck in me. It's like I have friends with nicknames since they were little kids. And, you know, now they're professionals and they don't go by Stinky anymore. But I call them, you know, Stinky. So pardon me if I call you Artie Party.
That's okay.
Mr. Artie Reyes. And are you officially Arturo, Arthur, Art? Are you Artie? What is your...
Seventh grade.
Yeah.
My name still is... Everybody in school called me Arturo. Arturo. Arturo.
Okay, Arturo. That was
Arturo. That's what all my gringo friends called me. Arturo. Arturo.
Yeah.
Okay. And one day, I went to the St. Lena parochial school,
mm-hmm.
and I heard they're closing that down after all these years.
Yeah. I think this might be the last...
So shout out to the St. Lena's High School pioneers, okay? And it's only
who?
The pioneers because it could have been the Panthers, but there was more girls than guys in the classroom, so that's why they're the pioneers, okay? But we could have been the Panthers, but not enough boys. Anyway, that's an old story.
Okay, yeah.
So the thing is that we had a new kid on the block from Hawaii. His name was Andy Ford. Great guy. He was a good – it was really cool. Everybody, we all thought he was so cool because he was from Hawaii. And when he was introducing everybody, my friend Richard Hunter, rest in peace, introduced Andy to me. And when he introduced him to me, he said, and this is, instead of saying Arturo, he said, this is Artie. I'm going, holy smokes. And I go, what do you call me now? I go, that's not my, I've never been called Artie before. So ever since then, seventh grade, Richard Hunter is responsible for the name Artie. Okay, from Arturo to Artie.
All right, Richard, you started something.
Yeah, Richard Hunter, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, rest in peace. Yeah. But you started something. Your legacy lives on in the...
But my full name, my full name is Jose Arturo Reyes, okay? Jose, and I'm a twin. Go figure. Jose.
Arturo, my father was Arturo as well, so...
That's right.
Called him Arturo.
Awesome.
He was Arthur, but actually a lot of people just called him Arturo.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Great story.
This is true.
Orale.
Orale, Arturo. Like may he rest as well.
You bet.
But what is Jose Arturo Reyes like to do when you're not on TV, when you're not out there helping the community, when you just... It's me time.
You want the truth?
You say, I want to do something for me. What are you doing?
Do you want the truth?
Well, why not? Or make up a story.
I'm a homebody.
Yeah?
I like just staying home and just chilling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch certain TV shows.
Yeah.
Like Naked and Afraid. You ever watch that show?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't have TV service.
Oh, you don't have TV
service. So I need to find things
Naked
that I can binge.
Naked and Afraid
like
is
Netflix
a great TV later. Show, okay?
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, it's kind of like Survivor, but it's more advanced. But anyway, I just like to chill at home. Hang out with my kid, and just I'm out so much during the week doing things. I just like to, the weekend. Sometimes I just like to stay home and just do nothing, just chill, and I do that.
That's fair enough. Sounds great. You know, we all live very busy lives. I know you do. I know I do. I cherish the
have
the
an
downtime.
Adult beverage or two, kick back, watch a good movie. You know, it's all good.
So what's Naked and Afraid? Give us a sense of what it is
Naked
you like to watch.
Naked and Afraid. Just a man and a woman. In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay. One of these.
And they have to survive 21 days in wherever they're at. And it's pretty, it's just entertaining to me.
So it's a reality show there.
It's a reality show, okay. But but it's entertaining.
Okay, that gives us a little insight into who
Still
you are.
Still waiting for that phone call, huh?
Yeah. In the meantime, would you like a donut? Last time you were on, we asked you go nuts for donuts. Apparently you did. This time we're not going to turn it into a game. Just take whatever one. And you know what? Chocolate glaze is what you took last time as well.
That's right.
I re-listened to that.
Wow.
By the way, listening at home, if you go to iTunes and type in Judd's Napa Valley Show, they're free. All the past episodes are there. And if you go to July 9th of 2013, so that's only a week or two away from right now, about 2 weeks away. So almost 5 years ago to the day, you will find our previous show with Artie, which is really fun. I listened to it the other day, and you did pick the chocolate glaze, and you picked it again today.
Can I give a shout out to my dad?
Consistency. Yes, absolutely. How is he?
My dad's 95 years young.
Yeah.
Lives in Rutherford. Still lives in Rutherford, in his home that he had since 1970, 69. Doing well. Still golfing. He did tell me the other day, he goes, you know what, mijo? I'm not no spring chicken anymore. I go, Dad, you know, you're just as young as you feel. And but he's 95 years old, still going strong, and still golfing. That's the main amazing thing about my dad. He still golfs. He loves to golf. He belongs to MAGA, and that's not Make America Great Again. That's Mexican American Golf Association.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he belongs to MAGA, and he plays with the guys. Maybe once a month they have a tournament, and God bless him. You know, he's still out there swinging that golf club. So he shoots in the low hundreds. You know,
man, we should all be so lucky.
Yeah, and he still works. He works a good 6 to 8 hours every Friday doing some landscaping for a friend.
Really?
And then he takes care of his yard. And if you've seen his yard, you see how nice of a yard he has.
All right.
So he keeps busy.
We'll have to take a drive up to Rutherford and have a look.
Shout out to Tim Reyes.
Yep. And now it's time to play everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Libs.
That's right. Now, Artie, we did this a little bit differently than we normally do it. I had you send me your answers. You had no idea what the story was going to be. But just, I wanted to try this out to see how it worked. I just asked you for all these and you sent me the list and I've written it in already. So we're not going to spend the time with me asking you. I'm just going to list what it was and what you said and then we're going to go read through.
Mm-hmm.
This was fun. This is good. So it was... the list is, we're still doing it, it's present tense, a geographic location. You said, trunk of my car. Noun, you wrote, bone. A geographic location, again, another one, you wrote, a hornist. Who's,
Is that even in a pocket dictionary?
It might be. Check my pocket, will you?
Hornets.
A geographic location, you read a hornet's nest. That's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
An adjective beginning with N, you wrote nasty. Let's do one on the fly. Can you give me a noun starting with P?
With P?
Yeah.
Penny.
Panty?
Penny.
Oh, penny? Can we go with panty? I like that better.
Yeah, sure. Let's go panty instead.
Judd, okay. Think the coin with Lincoln on it.
Okay, panty. Got it. A plural noun, you said frijoles or frijoles, beans.
Beans.
Beans, yeah. Another plural noun, you said handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
An adjective, you said low. Another adjective, you said slow. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's what I did. Earlier today, I went online and I found an article written about you from the Napa Valley Register in July of 2009. We're going back 8 years. 9 years. What year is this? Yeah, 9 years ago. And this is about your previous show, the Napa Show,
mm-hmm.
which stood for the newest Artie Party Adventure, I believe. And just to have a little fun with you, this is pretty much the same Mad Lib I did with you 5 years ago. And I wanted to see how your answers might match up. If you want to compare and contrast, look it up on iTunes, Judd's Napa Valley Show from July 2013, and you'll hear what he had to say. But now here's what you did. You rewrote this article via this Mad Libs game. We're going to hear it right now. Napa resident Artie Party Reyes has always considered himself close to his Up Valley roots. And now people in the northern part of the trunk of his car can see his bone-filled program. His bone-filled program.
After 10 p.m.
That's right, the new show, yep. Orale with
yeah, Orale.
Artie Reyes.
That's right.
You can probably see anything you want. Okay, Reyes, whose hometown is a hornet's nest. Oof, I've heard Rutherford described as some things. Lovely, quaint, never quite the hornet's nest. Artie is the host of the Napa Show, and that stands for the Nasty Artie Panty Adventure.
Oh!
10 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m.
There you go. On Channel 28.
Orale.
Here is your quote now. You ready? When I first started the show, my whole vision was to reach out to beans. And you know what? I think that's exactly what you said 5 years ago. Beans was where you filled in. Reach out to beans from 8 years old to 80 years old, Artie Reyes said. The program airs on handcuffs in Napa, but can also be seen on www.napavalleytv.org. The website not only carries the low broadcast, but also the slow shows. Artie Reyes, man about town, community supporter, iconic broadcaster. Thanks for being here. Always a good time to see you.
Thank you, Judd. You know, and I welcome you to be a guest on my show at a future date. It'd be a lot of fun if you can stay up.
I've never been up that late, and I'm a little maybe intimidated by this new format, you know?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, just be yourself, brother.
There might be bad words my mom doesn't want me to hear.
Tell her to change the channel. That's what I tell people. I'm not here to offend anybody. If you don't like the show, just change the channel.
No, she doesn't want me to hear them.
Oh, she doesn't want you to hear them.
She's okay. You should hear her talk.
Okay.
Sorry, Ma.
Well, maybe she could be a guest.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe we come on together.
There you go.
Anyway, thanks so much. Really do appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Lauren, you have a great birthday and say hi to your mom and dad, okay? Great people, all right?
I will.
And thank you to everybody out there in Napa Valley. Orale.
Orale.
I'm gonna party. And you're not. Orale.
This is Lauren Mole speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gillamar production.
As parents, we teach our children to look both ways before crossing the street, always wear their seatbelts, and wear their helmets when riding a bike. Important lessons to keep them safe. Hi, it's Rainey with the Poly Class Foundation. Today, children use social media with very little, if any, safety precautions. It's so important you know who your kids are talking to online and remind them to never agree to meet up with somebody they don't actually know. We've made it our mission to educate the public to help keep kids safe, and we're here to help families in the tragic event their child goes missing. Voted one of America's best charities, we rely on your vehicle donations to sustain our work. If you have a car, truck, boat, or RV you no longer need, give us a call. We make donating easy, and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. call the Polyclass Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. Thanks for your support.
Matthews Mattress, your family and locally owned mattress store on Soskal Avenue in Napa, is your only source for Tempur-Pedic beds in the Napa Valley. And they have a large selection of brands.